My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
Shawnee, as a 2-times Olympian and one of the most highly certified coaches within Canada here, I have a question for you, and it has a lot to do with the F word. You guys will hang on one sec. You'll find out in a moment what we're talking about. But for us to show up as our greatest, highest self, why must we face our deepest fear in order to get to that, you know, highest potential, whatever we call it today? Shawnee, I want to leave this up to you because you have so much experience and so much knowledge behind you in this that I would love for you to take the stage and go ahead and dive right in.
Whoa, talk about knock it out of the park on the first question. No messing around in here, people. We're getting right to the juicy stuff.
Straight to the juicy stuff.
Love it. Well, the question was, Or maybe I'll make it as a statement. What I believe is that our greatest self will never show up until we face our deepest fears. I know that from experience that when we don't face our deepest fears, they're going to show up anyways. Hello? So what? Do you want them to show up at the most inopportune time, when you haven't done anything to prepare for them? Or do you want to be like, you know what? We got some fears going on here. I better handle them now so that on the biggest day, the biggest stage of my life, I can show up with courage rather than fear.
Shawnee, thank you. This is absolutely incredible. Now, I'm going to ask you to elaborate on a little bit of what you just said, because I think it's super important. You had mentioned, you know, if you don't face it now or early on, it's going to show up, fear is going to show up anyway, and it maybe it'll be on one of your most important days of your lives. Now, what do you mean by that? Do you have past experiences or anything you'd like to share?
Well, I believe that life, you know, here we are showing up as human beings, you know, trying to step into our greatest self. I believe that that journey is a series of storms. And in my opinion, the storms are emotional. They're not physical. They're emotional storms. And we get swamped with feelings, with emotions, with thoughts. And if we don't know what to do with them, they overwhelm us. And so I'm like, well, I don't think storms are going away. So why don't we build a toolkit to manage them? And, you know, I was an athlete for much of my life. And then I was a head collegiate coach for much of my life. I didn't know any of this. Holy crap. Like, what was I doing? I was doing the best that I could. And the storms hit me all the time. And in sport, one of the biggest fears that we face is losing. And every time you step onto the court, you win or you lose. So there's that fear all of the time. And I didn't really know what was going on. Like when I would show up for a game, what was this sick feeling in here? What? It was a storm. There was always a storm going on in me. And I didn't know exactly why, and I didn't know what to do with it. So I just did what sport taught me. Fake it till you make it. Just get out there and be confident, and then try to use affirmations like, oh, come on, Shawnee, you got this. And none of those worked. Those never helped calm the storm. And I'll give you an even bigger example. I was at the Olympics in Rio in 2016, and our team was in the quarterfinals, and you win the quarterfinals, you're playing for a medal 2 days later. We're playing a known opponent that we had beaten three times in the last 18 months. The story gets worse. Get ready.
Uh-oh. Okay.
We're up 21 points at halftime. Like, that's a lot in basketball, especially at an elite level. Long story short, we end up losing by 5. And, oh gosh, I could just feel that. That was the biggest storm I think I'd ever been in my life. And when I look back on it, I didn't know what to do with the storm. I could feel the fear. I don't know if I would have given it that, but you know how you can feel it? Like, all of a sudden we're playing not to lose rather than playing to win.
And there's such a difference between that. Do you want to dive into that? Because that, okay, so playing not to lose versus playing to win. Elaborate, my friend, because this is huge and this is so important.
Okay. These are all the things I didn't know when I was right in the middle of the damn storm. Okay.
It hit you. It hit you in the wrong time, right?
Oh.
Is that what you're talking about?
Remember, so I said it's going to show up at the most opportune time. I'm like,
this is when it happened.
I'm at the Olympics. Biggest stage of my life. Hello.
Right. Okay.
Didn't handle the fears. And the storm came whether I wanted it to or not. All right. So if I think about playing not to lose compared to playing to win, when I look back and I think about, okay, what have I learned since that storm? One of the things I've learned is that when we play not to lose, it's a fear-based behavior. When we play not to lose, we play it safe. We're tentative. We do the things that we're already good at. We play with hope.
Right.
Now, there are some things in life I really love the word hope. But in the middle of a damn storm, saying, gee, I hope I know how to swim. Swim.
I'm going to save you.
swim. So I, when I watched what was happening with our athletes and I looked back on how I was feeling, that was what was happening. We were in a fear-based behavior. And then we played safe, tentative, all the things that don't work. And I think this happens to us in life. Like, think about if we have to do public speaking. Think about if we have to, you know, we're running a meeting and we have a room full of people. You have to give a presentation. You have to meet with your team. You're making a big decision that could have some, you know, big impact. If we play not to lose compared to playing to win, this is the difference. Playing not to lose, that's our scared self showing up. Playing to win, that's our courageous self showing up. And if we don't pay attention, our damn scared self takes the microphone all the time. And I call it the voice of self-doubt. And the voice of self-doubt will just talk at us. And it puts the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the what ifs, the oh no. And the voice of self-doubt will always speak first. And so what I've learned, I'm like, I didn't even know how to take the damn microphone away. It's, you know what? Yeah, that's enough talking for you, voice of self-doubt. Boom. Hand the microphone over to the voice of courage. What would the voice of courage say? If we don't do that in the middle of a storm, we get swept. We get swept up and overwhelmed by the storm.
Thank you for elaborating. This is so huge and important. If you're not going to face those fears now, well, they are going to hit you like a brick wall at the wrong time. So now, what would you say is the number one tool you were missing during that time? Like, that you know of now that maybe you didn't see at that point? I mean, or maybe you kind of, hold on, let me reword this, you guys. It's been a long day, but there's a thought in my head. And I want to say it properly. What didn't you see, or maybe you've seen it, but you refuse to really acknowledge?
It was the second thing that you said. I felt it very clearly. I felt it. And I felt it early. in that game that we're talking, I felt it early. I could feel I could feel the momentum start to shift. I could feel it. And so the question is, what was going on that I refused to acknowledge? Because I felt it. I saw, it's like, here it is. Holy crap. That's how, that was my, I'm like, oh. So when I look back on that, what was I missing? Like, how come I couldn't help myself? How come I couldn't help people around me? Okay, so here's a couple of things that just, that came to my mind, is that it takes courage to face our deepest fear because it requires so much vulnerability. It requires authenticity. It requires transparency. And sport and life and business and leadership teach us the exact opposite. We have to be the smartest person in the room. We have to have an answer for everything. We have to know everything. We have to predict everything. We're the keeper of the knowledge. We can solve every problem. And that was what happened. It's like, I'm not supposed to be feeling this. I'm supposed to be one of the smartest people in the room. And these nerves, the fear, the anxiety is coming. And sport says, well, just don't think about it. Do you know what stupid advice that is? You're having a feeling, and sports says, but don't have it. And life says that too. Don't have that feeling. Do you know we don't get choices in our feelings? We don't get to choose our feelings. It's not
we
a freaking
feel
menu.
It regardless.
It's
we
not will. A menu.
Yeah.
You don't have dessert and all day.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're taught to just like shove it under the rug and forget about it and fake it. Like you mentioned, fake it till you make it. And that only goes so far. And, you know, even as entrepreneurs, listener, someone in corporate who has a high level executive job, tons of pressure come with that. In sports, same thing. Pressure. You have to maintain that high performance. Maybe you're wearing every hat you possibly could, trying to keep everybody happy, and you have a ton of pressure on yourself. When do you hit burnout? When do you completely collapse? Is it when the fears are not addressed? That's when?
Well, I believe that if we continue to avoid, if we keep avoiding them long enough, remember that it doesn't go away. It's going to come and smack you in the butt at an inopportune time. And I believe that unless we have the emotional intelligence to figure this out ahead of time, we're either going to figure it out after the fact, which is how it usually happens. And we have to have a failure, right? The failure can be the awakening. And that was the best thing that ever happened to me, was hitting rock bottom on the biggest day, the biggest stage of my life, was the most important and transformative awakening that I had ever had in my life. And so I said to myself, okay, there's got to be a solution to that. On the biggest day, the biggest stage of your life, you shouldn't choke. There's got to be, what's the antidote to choking? What happens when this storm comes and faking it doesn't work? I believe that there is an answer out there. And that's what I've been doing in my mental toughness coaching. And that's why I bring up these F words. Feelings are an F word. Fake it. Fake is an F word. One of my favorites when we're taught fear is an F word. And then a very important F word is face. We have to face our fears rather than avoid them, because our fears will always show us the thing that's going to stop us from becoming our greatest self.
Absolutely. Shawnee, this is incredible. Now, I know we're running out of time here. I got to get you on a second time, by the way, that will happen. But I do have a couple more questions I just really want you to cover because of your expertise and all your experience in this area. But how do you go, you know, if we don't face fear, it bites us in the behind, right? So with that being said, when people don't face fear, do you feel like a lot of them go into that avoidant behavior style? What does that look like?
Oh, they very well, that I can tell you from experience. I think we all do this. If you called it the avoidant behavior style, and I yes, the way that I phrase it is we engage in fear-based behaviors.
Okay.
So what are some fear-based behaviors? So number one, I call it hiding. In big moments, we don't step up. We hide. We hope someone else will step up for us. Other fear-based behaviors. We're very agreeable. We say yes when we want to say no. We don't rock the boat. Other fear-based behaviors. We shut down our listening. That I don't want your input. I don't want to hear you. I only want to hear me. Another fear-based behavior. I'm the smartest person in the room. Obviously, no one else has much to offer other than me. These are all fear-based behaviors. And what I think would be helpful for our listeners to consider is, do you have any fear-based behaviors? And then go underneath and say, what, I'm engaging this fear-based behavior for a reason. I'm avoiding something. I'm protecting something, or I'm protecting myself from something. Those are fear-based behaviors. How in the world will your greatest self ever show up when we engage in fear-based behaviors?
Absolutely. Absolutely true. Now, one last thing. Can we talk about the difference between courage and confidence?
Yes. Glad.
I wanted to share this with my listeners. I know we talked a bit about it before the actual interview, and I think there's a lot of value behind it that you have, and I really don't want them to miss out on any of it.
I think it's such an important question because we hear this word confidence comes up a lot, especially when we're leaders, coaches, parents, whatever we are, we're supposed to have confidence.
Right.
So this is what I teach. I don't teach confidence. This is why I believe that confidence is overrated and misunderstood. It's an emotion based on results. It is not a personality characteristic. And so I tell athletes, anyone that works with me, oh, you want more confidence? Get better at what you do. They're done. Then you'll be more confident. If you're crappy at something, you're not going to feel confident. The other thing that I tell people that I work with is stop waiting for this confidence to magically appear. You know what? I'm going to raise my hand. I'm going to lead that meeting. I'm going to apply for that job when I feel more confident. Like, what a waste of time.
Do it right. Just do it, Nike sign.
We wait for this feeling to come over us. And so I teach this instead. Choose courage. Courage is an action. Confidence is an emotion. In fact, you can choose to do something courageous even when you lack confidence. Because courage is a choice and decisions decide destiny.
Beautifully said. Shawnee, this has been absolutely incredible having you here today with us. You've not only inspired myself, but my entire audience. And I just want to thank you for really taking the time out of your schedule to come on my show and share all of this with us today. So can't wait to have you on a second time. And I want to give you enough time here to talk about any bits and pieces that we just didn't have a chance to cover throughout the interview. Any last words, anything like that. And of course, anything that you'd like to share within your business and coaching with my audience.
Well, you started off with the topic of F words, and we started with fear. And I think it's fitting. Oh, another F word. to finish another one with it. So let's go back to fear.
Okay.
Here's a quote that I think is so powerful. Without fear, there can be no courage. How in the world are we supposed to be courageous if we don't face our nerves, our anxiety, our worry, our self-doubt, our unconfidence? Without fear, there can be no courage.
That is huge. And
listeners can find me on my website, ShawneeHarley.com. I know that will be on your, in your show notes. They can book a free call with me, and it is a no strings attached. And I mean free call because it's free with no strings attached. Everything they need to know is on my website.
Shawnee, thank you again. You're an absolute rock star. And I love that what we've learned from you today to really face those fears and you being vulnerable. Thank you, because that's going to speak to so many people. I know it spoke to myself, but being vulnerable and talking about what you went through and also letting us know that it's okay to be vulnerable and face those fears and stop brushing them under the rug. So thank you so much for coming on today. And group, if you're listening and enjoyed, please like and subscribe. If you're a 6, 7, 8, or 9-figure entrepreneur and want to come on the show just like Shawnee did today, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. I'd love to have you on. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Shawnee. Catch you on the next episode.
Hey everyone, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's three ways I can help you in your business for free. One, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. Two, if you're a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then three, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.